It's World Oceans Day, and in celebration, a huge outdoor art performance took place this afternoon in Halifax. Close to 100 people gathered at the base of Citadel Hill to create a human ocean gyre. Now, a gyre, in case you didn't know, and I didn't, is a large circular current that occurs in the ocean. So today, people recreated this large circular movement on land and became, for just a few minutes, part of the ocean.
Hi, my name is Helen Vervanz. I think what's really important about these type of performances that happen all around the world, this is part of an international world event, and the first time I saw it was in New Zealand, and I wanted to bring it to the Maritime Canada. I was just struck by how they could take something so complicated like the ocean gyre and make it very simple by making repetitive movements and then creating what is in that circulation, the pollution, the species that are there. Now, when people look at what's going on, they can consider, why are they doing this, you might ask. Well, I think what's really important is that people come together, young minds in particular, as you see here. These students are all from Gorsebrook High School. There's some public here as well. They're here to experience the ocean, and some may still ask, I still don't know what an ocean gyre is, but hey, they're going to come out and feel the ocean.
Hi, my name is Heather McKibben. I'm the Outreach Coordinator for the Ecology Action Center. And I'm here today to take part in this art performance of an ocean gyre on Ocean Day. So right now I can see there's four groups of different numbers. I can see right now that the first group has started doing their little swim in a line towards the center. There is about 20 people here, and they're running towards the center and looking like little animals that you might see in the ocean. And they are starting to run in a circle clockwise, following one another, mimicking all sorts of animals such as sea turtles, tunas, swordfish, animals that are traditionally migrating in these sea currents, waving their arms all around, looking like they're fish wearing blue with particles of plastic, which are commonly found in some of these animals. In fact, there's more plastic particles that are found in water samples of the North Atlantic than there are plankton, which is a shocking stat. Now we've got group number two that is being led towards the circle, and they're swimming in the opposite direction, counterclockwise to this group. There's about 30 of them, so larger than that first group, and following suit with their waving arms, wearing blue pieces of plastic on them. And finally, group number three is starting to approach. Again, they'll be going in clockwise and making their way to the center. So we've now got two circles that are going in opposite directions. The third is joining, and they've finally reached the center, looking good. There's about 40 people in that group, also waving their hands. So now we've got three circles that are forming, which is the traditional formation of an ocean gyre, currents that are alternating directions and driving weather patterns in the oceans, influencing life all around the world. And I'm in group four. We're waiting for the second rotation of group number three. We're about to start entering to the circle to join our friends and the other currents. Here we go. We've got our arms waving, all wearing blue plastic all around. And we've finally joined in. We're passing by all of the other participants. We've now forming the gyre, which has four circles in it going in alternating directions representing the currents. We're running along at a moderate pace, joining up with the tail end of our group. There's 50 of us in this group on this lovely day of just below the Citadel in Sackville and Bell. You can tell everybody's really enjoying themselves. We've got some kids that are giving each other a high five as they go past each other in the opposite direction, and it's a lovely representation of art and ecology pulling people together and people relating to the environment in a more literal way than what we traditionally do. It's hard for us to see these currents in the ocean because they're all happening below the sea level. If you looked at this from above, you'd see these four circles, two going in clockwise rotation and two going counterclockwise. The kids are all happy, having a good time, as you can hear. There's great spirit in the air. I think everybody's really enjoying participating in the Ocean Day event. And I know that they all have learned about ocean currents and their effects and the importance of them. So it's nice to see an actual performance of something that's happening every day in the ocean.
I'm Ryan Farrell, and I'm wearing a dolphin costume in the form of a towel. And we're changing direction, yeah. It's a Speedo towel that I used to wear in my swimming lessons. And it's being put back into use as a dolphin costume. It's pretty cool. It's Ocean Day, I guess, so it's a good thing to see everyone reenacting the gyres in the ocean. And I guess this kind of brings some awareness to what's happening to the ocean. That's why everyone has the plastic bags on them.
Hello, my name is Laura, and I'm 12. The ocean is a lot more polluted than I thought it was. And it's interesting that it moves in an interesting pattern. And, yeah, I guess it makes me think, and I shouldn't pollute the ocean.
Twelve-year-old Laura, Helen Vervance, Heather McKiven, and Ryan Farrell all took part in a human ocean gyre performance today on Citadel Hill.